All over the country, courthouses are restricting hours and closing doors to save money. In California, the state is in the process of shutting down an extraordinary 77 courthouses. Emily Green visited one of those courthouses in a small city in Fresno County.
It's 10 a.m. on a Tuesday in this tiny town. Church bells are ringing. A stray dog is barking as veteran police lieutenant Darren Blevins meets me at the Coalinga courthouse.
We're at the corner of 6th and Elm, which is the old Fresno County Courthouse, Superior Court of Coalinga. Inside the doors is where the county used to hold court for the local community.
So this is where people used to come in?
Correct.
It's cute.
In the past, when we actually had court in here, they actually had over on this wall here was the seating for the inmates or for the people that were held in custody.
But now, in this wood-paneled courtroom where the podium used to stand, hangs a large flat-screen television. Because of budget cuts, the county closed the courthouse. Now it uses video streaming to hold traffic court. But for small claims cases and criminal arraignments, people have to go to Fresno, including police officers who have to travel more than an hour to get there. Last year, the travel expenses cost the department around $25,000. Coalinga epitomizes the case of the disappearing courthouse, a trend occurring across the country. Decades ago, it held jury trials and had a full-time judge. Then it began to hear fewer types of cases, and the full-time judge was replaced by one who visited from time to time. Longtime Coalinga resident Katie Delano brought her sons to see one of those visiting judges, their grandfather.
My boys thought Grandpa was very tough. It was funny. It was a great experience. And I think we lose that, you know, looking at juries and seeing a courtroom up close. It's like they're missing out on an American experience. Because trial by jury, that's what we're all about.
Delano is executive director of the Coalinga Chamber of Commerce and also a former high school history teacher.
Not that I want to have more crime in Coalinga, but it would just be the idea that to be able to solve our issues and take care of them locally would be a great thing.
We knew that closing the courts would deny people in outlying jurisdictions the availability of going to a local courthouse to take care of their business.
That's Gary Hoff, presiding judge of Fresno County Superior Court. He says he knew closing the courts would mean some people just wouldn't go to the courts looking for justice.
I know others have disagreed with our choice, but financially we could not do anything else but close those courts. We have to live within our budget.
The odd thing is, in Coalinga, a lot of people just don't care. Sherry Devine owns Sweetly Devine, the go-to restaurant in town.
We'd get clients in here, lawyers. There used to be a lawyer that rented upstairs. But to me, it hasn't been a huge loss. I haven't seen a huge loss with it not being here.
But the thing is, most people don't think about courts until they need them. That goes for people in small towns like Coalinga or Meridian, Mississippi, where 46 years ago, members of the Ku Klux Klan faced trial for murdering three civil rights workers. That courthouse is also slated for closure. And while courts are embracing technology to make up for the closures, there's no getting past the fact that as services have shrunk, so has people's access to justice. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green.